Now we're seeing politicians and health bureaucrats trying desperately to rewrite history, trying to convince people that they never advocated for crippling illiberal lockdowns, vaccine mandates, school closures. No, it's not their fault. They just made recommendations. I didn't think anyone would be stupid enough to actually follow them or enforce them. Along with Australia and New Zealand, Canada was right up there for COVID madness. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau now claims that's just disinformation. He says he never insisted that everyone, young and old, healthy and infirm, get vaccinated against COVID. That's just fake news. Let's have a quick look at what Justin is saying now and what he said back then.
Misinformation and disinformation is carrying people to believe things that are untrue. And vaccinations is a perfect example of it.
Any vaccine we distribute to Canadians will be safe for Canadians.
You know, our people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations.
To every vaccine that is approved is safe for Canadians is uncompromising.
Well, individuals are allowed to make their own choices. There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to get vaccinated. There's no more excuses to not get your shot. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated,
enforcement measures in place will make sure that everyone is vaccinated.
I chose to make sure that all the incentives,
travelers across the country need to be fully vaccinated, people coming into the country need to be fully vaccinated,
were there. Don't get to work in the public service, don't get to go to movie theaters or gyms or restaurants.
That compilation courtesy of Milk Bar TV. But Trudeau is not alone. This week we saw Anthony Fauci, the man responsible for so much of the dysfunction surrounding our COVID response. Well, Fauci now claims the heavy-handed response was not his doing. Speaking to the New York Times, he tried to absolve himself of all responsibility. Show me a school that I shut down, he said. Show me a factory that I shut down. Never. I never did. These people, my goodness, we can never forget what they inflicted on us, and there must be a reckoning for all the politicians and public health officials for the insane overreach, the inhumane policies inflicted on free people in the name of safety. They cannot be allowed to dodge responsibility.